Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Gutenstein!
Makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar welcome you to Curtain Time. Returned vacationers still sporting coats of tan jam the lobby tonight. And here, eager for the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's up for tonight?
It's a comedy, Myron. A comedy, I'd say, of error. But there's the overture. So we'd better hurry inside the theater. For tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, these are fine seats, but the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in Courtship by Proxy by Marguerite Jacobs. Mr. Elders plays the part of Jeff Barclay, and Beverly Younger is featured as Kitty Malone.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Courtship by Proxy. Well, the scene is the bachelor quarters of Jeff Barclay. At the moment, Jeff, who is rather dejected, is on the receiving end of a little pep talk, which his friend Larry Allen is delivering.
Oh, come on, Jeff. You always have a lot of fun at the Burton's party.
Look, Larry, I just don't feel like going anyplace. I'm fed up with that sort of thing.
Hey, but you're known as the liveliest bachelor in town.
Yeah, that's just the trouble.
You aren't sick, are you?
Mm-mm, I'm okay.
Well, don't tell me you dropped $1 million on the stock market.
No, but I wish I could.
Oh, now look, Jeff, you must be sick.
Larry, you may as well go on to the Burtons alone and enjoy yourself.
No, Soap, not until you tell me what's wrong.
Nothing's wrong, Larry.
Well, I'd sure like to know why you've changed so much.
Well, excuse me while I answer the door.
Okay.
What? Miss Malone.
Well, Mr. Barclay, I'm glad I find you at home.
Miss Malone, Kitty, come in, won't you?
Oh, I suppose you'd like to show me some of your etchings, you wolf.
But I don't have any etchings,
darling. I've got a darn good notion to knock your block off, and I will if you don't stop pestering me.
Oh, Kitty, sweetheart.
Look, I'm not your sweetheart.
Oh, but you...
Can't you get it through your thick head that I loathe you?
Kitty, please, there's a gentleman present.
Oh, think nothing of it.
You showered me with expensive presents, and I've returned them all.
I know.
You keep phoning me for dates, and I hang up on you.
You can only give me a
Couldn't
chance.
Get anywhere with me, so now you've tried to corrupt my father by lending him $500.
No, Kitty, that was just a little gift.
The Malones may be poor, Mr. Barclay, but we're not accepting charity from you.
But it's not...
Unfortunately, the money's been spent. But I'm going to pay it back.
I don't want it back, Kitty.
Of course, it's just loose change to you. But I'm going to repay it at $20 a week with interest.
Oh, no. On your small salary, you can't afford
That's
that.
That's why I'm taking a part-time job in the evenings, typing manuscripts for Professor Vondergrut.
Kitty, you can't work evenings and all day,
That's
too.
That's my affair, Mr. Barclay. And in the future, remember that my name's Miss Malone.
In the future, I hope to change it to Mrs. Barclay.
I've heard that line before.
But...
Even if you were serious, I wouldn't marry a man of your type. Is that clear?
Oh, very clear, but...
I start working for Professor Vondergrut tomorrow night, so I'll mail the first payment next week.
Oh, Kitty, I wish you wouldn't do this extra work to pay back money I don't even need. You're making me look like a heel.
And on you, that's hardly the new look. Good night, Mr. Barclay.
Jeff, is it safe to come out from under the table yet?
Yes, she's gone.
Well, at least I found out what's wrong with you.
Isn't she wonderful, Larry? She's the sweetest darn little angel.
Angel?
Uh-huh.
Look, are you referring to that redhead who just barged in here with both guns blazing?
Oh, well, Kitty does have a little temper, but that's what I like about her.
Where the devil did you ever meet her?
Well, one night when it was raining, I tried to strike up a conversation with her.
And?
She bopped me over the head with her umbrella. I've been nuts about her ever since.
Nuts is right.
Her father tries to invent gadgets, so when he touched me for a loan, I hoped it might put me in solid with Kitty. Well...
Yeah, I heard her. She doesn't appreciate the favor.
I guess all I did was make things tougher for her. Now she's going to work nights as well as days so she can pay me back.
You know, she must be nuts, too.
Why?
Well, she's turning down a chance to marry the wealthiest bachelor in town.
Money doesn't seem to impress Kitty.
No, she thinks it's just something you pay back.
Yeah. You know, she also thinks I'm just a rich wolf.
Well, 99% of this town's feminine population can't be wrong.
Larry, I tell you, I've reformed. But, Dad, I can't even get a date with Kitty to prove it.
Well, if it's any consolation, she won't be dating anyone else for the next few months.
No, she'll be spending all her evenings with some lucky dog named Professor Vondergroot.
Hey, I wonder whether that could be Bugsy.
Bugsy?
Yeah, the funny old duck we had for philosophy in college.
Oh, well, it could be. Say, do you remember how he used to look at us over those thick glasses of his and say...
Now, boys, we'll have a little less noise, please.
Yeah, and I'll never forget the time you did a takeoff on the old boy in a bank. Oh, that act was a riot.
I remember. I still have the spectacles and the bushy black beard in my trunk. But what the dickens would Bugsy be doing in Fine City?
Well, I read in Alumni News that he'd been ill.
Oh?
Maybe he came here for his health and intends to dash off another textbook while he's recuperating.
Well, in that case, he'd be staying at Forest Lodge.
That's right, but what are you going to do?
I think I'll phone and ask him to have lunch with me tomorrow.
But I never knew you were that chummy with old Bugsy.
I wasn't. But if I butter him up, maybe he'll put in a good word for me with Kitty.
Well...
You ought to believe him if he says I'm a fine, upstanding, brilliant guy.
Oh, sure. But as I recall, you were anything but brilliant in philosophy.
Well, just the same. Hello? Mary, this is Mr. Barclay. Do you have a Professor Vondergroot registered at the lodge?
Hmm.
Oh, I see. But how about Miss Malone? I understand she was hired to do some typing for him. Oh, sure. You have to let her know, of course. Okay, Mary. Goodbye.
I take it the professor isn't there.
No, they were expecting him tomorrow, but a wire just came canceling his reservation.
Gee, I bet Kitty will be disappointed to hear that.
Uh-huh. She'll have to hunt up another part-time job now. Unless...
Unless what?
You know, I was just thinking about how I used to impersonate the professor. You said it was a good act.
It was good enough to fool old Bugsy himself.
You mean that?
Sure, but you aren't planning to substitute yourself for him now, are you?
Why not?
No, but...
Then Kitty will spend all her evenings with me.
Yeah, but would that be fun?
Look, Dopey.
I mean, if she thinks you're some queer old coot 60 years old.
Well, I can tell her what a great guy Jeff Barclay is, how much he wants to marry her.
Oh, I get it. Sort of a courtship by proxy, huh?
Sure. Besides...
Hey, wait a minute.
Now, what's the matter?
Bugsy's supposed to be writing a book, isn't he?
That's right. He's hiring Kitty to type the manuscript.
And you, my boy, can talk like Bugsy and make up to look like him, but you could never dictate anything that even faintly resembled one of his philosophy textbooks.
Well, hey, I still have several of his books here.
Sure, but won't Kitty be suspicious when you start dictating from a book that's already been published?
Not if I copied each chapter in my own handwriting and pretended to be dictating from notes.
Oh, brother, you must be in love to copy one of Bugsy's highbrow books word for word.
Look, I'd better call Mary at the lodge again and tell her to ignore that telegram canceling the professor's reservation.
Okay, but you'd never get away with that if you didn't own the hotel.
Mary? This is Mr. Barclay again. Look, just tear up that wire from Professor Vondergroot. And don't bother notifying Miss Malone. That's right. The professor changed his mind and will arrive tomorrow. Reserve our best suite for him. That's right, the best.
Starring Harry Elders and featuring Beverly Younger. And now, Myron Wallace.
Tomorrow, when you stop at your favorite candy counter and pick up a Ping bar, you will be treating yourself to the finest in coconut candy pleasure. For in the new coconut Ping bar, you enjoy a truly rare taste blend. A sweet, dark chocolate coating, a thick layer of fresh white coconut, and a creamy, rich, soft nougat center. Together, the dark chocolate, fresh white coconut, and smooth, rich nougat make every bite of the new coconut Ping a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. For a real taste thrill, try the new coconut Ping.
There's the call for the second act of Courtship by Proxy, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Jeff Barclay, in order to be near Kitty Malone, who thinks he's a wolf, decided to impersonate Professor Vondergroot, for whom Kitty has agreed to do some work. Well, it's now late the next evening. Kitty is just finishing her typing of the chapter the professor, or Jeff, that is, dictated earlier.
There.
That is very good, Miss Malone.
Thank you, Professor.
And now we come to chapter 2.
Oh, but you are getting tired, Fräulein.
Oh, no, Professor.
Ach, yeah, so hard it is for you, pounding with the typewriter, nigh mein dull world.
I just love philosophy.
Oh, is that so?
Of course, I've never read any of your books, but tomorrow I'm going to the library and take out every one.
Ach, no, no, Fräulein. Such deep books are right. Only professors can understand.
But I've understood everything you dictated tonight, except that thing you said about Kant's transcendental dialectic.
Oh, that.
Some other time. Some other time I'm going to ask you to explain that to me.
Yeah. Some other time. But now I'm taking you home.
Hmm? Oh, but that isn't necessary. I can get a bus right in front of the hotel.
So a gentleman should let a pretty girl go home with herself on a bus, yes?
But it's after 10, Professor. I'm sure it must be your bedtime.
Oui, on the bedtime. Just one moment, Fräulein, while I am phoning for mein car.
Yes, it really is a lovely night, Professor.
Better you should be walking in the moonshine with your boyfriend, not an old man like me.
Oh, I don't have a boyfriend. No one special, anyhow.
That's nice. For a good friend of mine, I mean.
For a friend of yours?
Right here is their car, Fräulein.
Wait a minute.
What do you say?
I've seen this flashy yellow convertible before. Why, it's Jeff Barkley's car.
Yeah, that's right. Then Jeff is finding out I am here. He is letting me use it.
Oh, I didn't know he was a friend of yours.
Ah, such a nice, generous friend. Like Lady Bountiful, yes. Even mine hotel suite he is giving me free.
Really?
Yeah. When in college, Jeff was my best student. Smart, charming, hardworking.
Dear me, how he's changed.
Yeah. Almost it breaks my heart. He's looking so thin and pale and unhappy now.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Barkley will be a playboy all his life.
Oh, no. Now he is falling in love with you. Jeff is turning over with a new leaf.
He told you he was in love with me?
Like Romeo with Juliet.
That wolf is chasing me because I'm the only girl he's ever met who won't fall for his fancy line.
That isn't so.
What did you say?
Fräulein, maybe now we talk of something else, huh?
You know, I thought just for a moment that you're...
You are maybe hungry, yes?
Well,
Then we'll stop at this nice little place, Divine Tree Inn, and have some things to eat.
Oh, but I...
Maybe we do some dancing, too, huh?
You mean you dance, Professor?
You are thinking maybe I am too old?
Oh, no.
Fräulein, in mine arms, almost you will believe you are dancing with some handsome young boy like Jeff Barkley. Nine, 10, 11 more pages to copy.
What chapter are you on now, Jeff?
7. We finish one every night, and we've been at it a week.
Well, I can't see what good it's doing you.
Well, I've had a date with Kitty every night this week, haven't I?
You mean Professor Vondergrut has?
Well, I'm the one who has all the fun.
And people are beginning to gossip about the gay old dog with the bushy black beard and thick glasses.
Himmel, the darn beard.
And that reminds me, shouldn't you be getting back into makeup? It's almost 7.
Oh, my Carl, I still have 11 more pages to copy.
Well, I guess I'll run along.
Larry, I think I'll try an experiment tonight.
What kind of experiment?
Well, for a week, I've been telling Kitty how wonderful I am.
And she still thinks you're a wolf.
And just the same, she thinks a lot of the old professor, and, maybe his fatherly advice has made an impression.
So what?
So I'll give the professor a night off and do my courting in person. It should be interesting. Oh, Miss Malone, Kitty.
Did you? Oh, it's you again.
Are you on your way up to Professor Vondergrut's suite?
Yes, and I'm 10 minutes late.
But he asked me to tell you he's taking the night off.
He asked you to... He isn't ill, is he?
No, but he seemed rather tired, so I advised him to go to bed. I'm worried about the old boy, Kitty.
You are?
He hasn't been very well, you know, and now I'm afraid he's working too hard.
You really do care a lot for him, don't you?
Kitty, I consider the professor my best friend.
He's very fond of you, too.
And I suppose you can't understand that.
Well, I don't know you very well, of course, but I've heard so many stories.
None of them are true, Kitty.
Yes, that's what the professor told me.
Kitty, we can't stand here in the lobby talking.
No, I may as well go on home.
Look, I'll drive you home. I promised the professor I would.
Oh, but haven't you another engagement?
Me? Well, I never have any dates. In fact, I hardly know any girls.
Jessie!
Well, I guess you can drive me home.
Perhaps we can stop somewhere and dance.
Well.
Oh, Lemmy, come to Mama's arms.
Mitzi.
Oh, yes, darling.
Mitzi, let go of me.
Oh, did Jeffy miss his little angel while she was gone, didn't he?
Mitzi, stop kissing me. Kitty, don't fall.
Oh, you great, big, beautiful wolf. I could just hug you to death.
Kitty, wait.
Why, Jeffy, you come back here, my
dear. Oh, darn it, if I can just... I'm sorry, sir. Oh, for the luck. She's on that bus. Oh, how do you like that for luck?
Please, Professor, talk about something more pleasant than Jeff Barkley.
Yeah, but, Kitty, I'm telling you only what happened.
I saw that brazen blonde hussy throw her arms around him and kiss him.
But can Jeff help it if he's so fascinating?
Well, he isn't fascinating to me. I know now that he's a wolf for sure.
Kitty, you want to know what I'm thinking?
What?
The reason you are so angry with Jeff is because you was jealous of that blonde hussy.
Why should I be jealous of her?
Because you are loving Jeff more than you want to.
That's ridiculous. I hate him.
Already we come to your house, and still you are behaving like the stubborn little fool.
If that's what you think of me, Professor Vondergood, I'd rather not work for you anymore.
Oh, no, Kitty. I want only you.
But if you think I'm a fool...
I am thinking. So lovely and sweet you are. Without you, I cannot live.
Why? Oh. Professor.
Kitty.
Herman. I think you're darling.
Himmel, what have I done? You must forgive me, Kitty.
Forgive you for kissing me? Oh, but I liked it, darling.
Ah, no, not with their beard.
Oh, it's a beautiful beard. Herman, promise me you'll never shave it off.
Kitty, we are forgetting Jeff.
Please don't mention his name again.
But he is loving you so much.
Why don't you speak for yourself, John?
John? Who is John?
That's what Priscilla said, darling, when John Alden came courting her for Miles Standish.
Kitty, it is a joke you are making of an old man almost 60.
You don't kiss like 60, Herman.
Boy, dear little kiss, that was just in fun.
Is that what you think?
Ah, my Kitty.
Herman, you're in love with me, and I love you.
No, it is just you are mixing me up with Jeff.
Oh, I despise him. I'd much rather marry a sensible, older man like you than a younger man.
Ah, what a mess.
Anyhow, you aren't really old, dear. The way you dance and make love. You're just as young as Jeff Bartley.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Beverly Younger, here is Myron Wallace.
If you like coconut, may I suggest a real taste thrill? Just try treating yourself to the new Coconut Ping Bar. For in the new Coconut Ping, you'll enjoy what is truly the finest in coconut candy pleasure. A sweet, dark chocolate coating, a thick layer of fresh white coconut, and a soft, creamy, rich nougat center all melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you can find only in the new Coconut Ping. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping. Here's the call for the third act of Courtship by Proxy, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Hoping to get Kitty Malone to fall in love with him, Jeff Barkley impersonated Professor Vondergrund. His plan, however, backfired because Kitty fell in love with a man she thinks is the professor. Well, it's now the next day. Jeff has just told his friend Larry of his predicament.
Okay, I came here to ask your advice, and all you do is laugh.
Well, you got what you wanted. You're engaged to Kitty.
But she thinks she's engaged to Professor Vondergrund.
Tell me, Jeff, does she really like being smooched by a face full of whiskers?
She asked me never to shave it off.
Well, maybe you could raise one like it.
I can't go on pretending to be Professor Vondergrund for the rest of my life.
No, there'd be complications, especially when you start teaching your philosophy course.
Yeah, and old Bugsy's sure to raise a row when he hears he's engaged to marry a Miss Malone.
Not to mention Mama Vondergrund, his lawful spouse.
Oh, Larry, what am I going to do?
Well, you'll
have to tell Kitty the truth.
But she'll kill me if I do.
You'll just have to risk it, Jeff.
Oh, I suppose so. But you know what a temper Kitty has.
Yeah, it's also been raining today. She may have her umbrella along.
Well, I better get back to the hotel. It's almost 7.
Would you like me to go with you, Jeff, to sort of lend moral support and sweep up the pieces?
Will you, Larry?
Sure.
Well,
yeah, together maybe we can convince her Jeff Bartley isn't such a heel after all.
Good evening.
Oh.
I am just arriving by the bus.
Oh, good evening, Professor Van de Groot. You want your key, of course.
Mine key?
Oh, yes. You're in suite 1008, you know.
Is that so? But last week I'm sending the telegram to cancel my reservation.
Well, yes, but you arrived the next day and...
That's funny. Just now I'm getting off the bus.
Oh, why, Professor, you got here last Wednesday. We gave you our best suite.
Well, that's nice of you.
Boy, take the professor's bag and see that he gets up to his suite safely.
Never mind, right,
well, how do you like that? That screwball is so absent-minded, he's forgotten that he's been here for a whole week.
Just a minute.
Good evening, Herman.
What's that?
I'm a bit early, but I couldn't wait to see you again.
Young lady, you are in the wrong place, maybe?
Oh, darling, don't choke.
Don't do that. Take from my neck the arms, Fräulein.
Herman, you're just teasing me.
Himmel, if my wife should see me now.
Your wife? But Herman, you're engaged to me.
You should be ashamed of trying to smash up my happy home.
But last night you didn't say you were married.
What nonsense. Never have I seen you before.
Oh, Herman, how can you do this to me?
Now, I'm telling you to leave before I should call the police.
Never mind, I'm going. And I hope I never see you again.
Here we are, Professor. This is the 10th floor.
Ah, yeah, so it is. Oh, gosh, Larry, I sure dread this ordeal.
Well...
It's going to break Kitty's heart when she finds out the truth.
Oh, I don't think she'll take it so hard, Jeff.
But you don't realize how crazy she is about the professor.
Well, I can't understand how any girl can go for that sheepdog puss of yours, but...
Larry, Kitty adores me.
Yeah, and look, isn't that Kitty coming out of your suite now?
Yeah, she must have arrived early.
Ah, Kitty, my little dumpling, I am here.
You, how dare you speak to me again?
Kitty, is something wrong? You're forgetting last night?
I should say I'm not, you nasty two-timing bluebeard.
Hey, watch that, umbrella.
Kitty,
Kitty, my angel.
And I hope that teaches you a lesson.
Brother, I never saw such passion with an umbrella.
I don't get it. Something must be wrong.
Wait a minute. How did you get out here, anyhow?
Duck, Jeff.
I left you in your suite only a moment ago, and now I meet you coming from the elevator.
But I have been out all afternoon.
That is going on. With all the noise, I'm going crazy.
Holy cow, it's old Bugsy himself.
Oh, brother.
What is this? Are there two of you?
I'm having twins, yes.
Professor, I it's all a mistake.
Now I'm beginning to understand. One of you is a phony, and I think it's... This one!
Kitty, be careful! You killed me!
So it was you, Jeff Bartley, all the time.
Oh, Jeff Bartley. Obviously, he was making me the bad choice.
Well, he hasn't changed at all, Professor. Goodbye.
Kitty, wait. I can explain everything. I can...
She's gone, Jeff.
It's all over, Larry. She'll never forgive me now.
And neither will I. Fui on you, Jeff Bartley.
Good evening, Father. Any mail for me today?
No. Hello, Kitty. Nope. Just the gas bill.
Any phone calls?
Nope. Nobody bothers calling since Jeff Bartley left town.
Well, I mailed the last payment on that loan today.
Well, I'm glad it's off your mind, honey. It's taken you a long time to pay it off.
Almost 6 months.
Did you mail it to Jeff personally?
No, I sent it to his brokers. Nobody seems to know where Jeff is.
Well, it's funny the way he disappeared all at once.
Yes, it is funny.
Well, I may as well start dinner.
Oh, by the way, we had a telegram today. Your Uncle Abner is coming to visit us.
Uncle Abner? Well, I never heard of him.
Well, he's your mother's uncle, an old sea captain. Big fellow with a black beard.
A black beard?
Yep. Abner didn't say exactly when he'd get here, but...
I see.
Well, I guess I'll go do some work while you're getting dinner, Kitty.
All right, Father.
Now, that combination doorstop and shoehorn I'm fiddling with now is sure a humdinger.
Gracious, what else can that be? Just a minute, please.
Avast there, my hearty. Shiver my timber.
Oh, dear. Do I have to go through this again?
Yo-ho! This must be Kitty, as trim a craft as I ever laid eyes on. Come give your old uncle a kiss. Yo-ho! Up with the topsails and full steam ahead.
Jeff Barkley, take off that horrible beard.
No, stop yanking, Kitty. That hurts.
Why doesn't it come off?
Kitty, I grew it just to please you. That's why I stayed away 6 months.
To please me?
It's a beauty, isn't it?
See here, Jeff Barkley, you'll have to shave that thing off before I marry you.
After all the trouble I went to... Kitty, did you say you were going to marry me?
Oh, darling, I've missed you so much. Why did you go away?
I had to grow a beard. But, Kitty, you said you didn't want to see me again.
I didn't mean it, Jeff. You said yourself I was just jealous of that dreadful blonde.
Ah, Kitty, my darling, so much I am loving you.
I love you too, Professor. Only you will shave off that beard, won't you?
Oh, but honey, you said you like beards.
Well, I've changed my mind.
Kitty, I'd do anything for you almost, but I draw the line at shaving off my beard. It's the finest crop of whiskers in town, and
darling,
I...
Darling, for my sake.
No, not even for... All right, I'll shave it off, Kitty. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Golden Time play, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Pink Bar. Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and featured Beverly Younger. The supporting players were Geraldine Kaye, Maurice Copeland, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a comedy romance entitled My Widow Lorraine. And now, I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date next Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the new Coconut Bing Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Bing. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.